In the past few years, I did a lot of iron injection trials along with dietary iron, even though it's like a very small and then micro ingredients, but it will impact a lot for pig health and their performance. So even though we just have trace mineral premix to add or different 6 or 7 trace minerals, but in every single trace mineral and then iron, yeah, particularly is very important to keep our eyes on that for our performance, peak performance, health, and our productivity and profit for swine farmers.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Hi-D is a pure, effective 25-hydroxy-D3 solution to help pigs improve their vitamin D status. Improve bone health and lifetime productivity with Hi-D. Learn more at dsm-firmenich.com/hy-d. Adiseo provides programs and services to help producers achieve their targets in high-quality, safe, and sustainable way. Healthier pigs are good for producers, people, profits, and planet.
Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Swine It podcast. I'm Dr. Tara Donovan, your host, and today I have Dr. Yung Dao Zhang as my guest. Dr. Zhang is an assistant professor of non-ruminant nutrition in the Department of Animal and Dairy Science at the University of Georgia. Welcome to the Swine It podcast, Yung.
Hi, Tara. Thanks for introducing me. And it's a great honor to be here to introduce my research work for Swine It podcast audience.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. So today we're going to be discussing iron for piglets, boosting health and growth. But before we begin, Dr. Zhang, would you take some time to introduce yourself to our listeners and just share a little bit about your career path?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a great question, actually. Yeah, everyone need to know about myself first. So my name is Dr. Yung Dao Zhang. I'm originally from South Korea. So I did my bachelor, master, and PhD in South Korea, Seoul National University, with my major emphasis in swine nutrition. And then I came into United States on 2012, and I did postdoc at University of Kentucky under supervision of Dr. Lindemann, who is a mineral expert. So I learned about trace minerals' importance in animal nutrition, especially swine. And then I did 5 years of postdoc there, and then I got the assistant professor position at University of Wisconsin, River Falls. And I stayed 6 years, and I did mostly teaching for undergraduate students with animal nutrition and swine production courses. And also I did several researches, mainly about this iron injection that I will introduce to everyone today. And then I came to University of Georgia 2 years ago. It's my third semester here. And as I am enjoying trace mineral and vitamin nutrition, I did some vitamin D study and iron injection study. And then some kind of feed additive studies like medium chain fatty acid, probiotics, things like that. So my major research interest is in amino acid, mineral, and vitamin nutrition in young piglets and sows.
Great. Thank you so much. So Wisconsin River Falls is just in my backyard, so I know where you spent a little bit of your time.
Okay.
Optimize growth in baby pigs with Uniferon 200 iron dextrin from Pharmacosmos. Field studies have demonstrated 2 1-milliliter doses of Uniferon 200 can lead to a 7-pound increase at market weight, along with a 5% increase in average daily gain. 2 1-milliliter doses of Uniferon 200 are recommended to ensure enhanced growth and performance from weaning to market. To learn more, visit us.uniferon.com/research.
So excellent. So let's get started on our discussion about iron for piglets and its role in boosting health and growth. So Yung, let's start with the basics. Tell us why iron is crucial for the health and development of young pigs.
Yeah. So firstly, so we have a lot of trace minerals that we put in swine diet, mainly six trace minerals. And then iron is kind of unique nutrient because I can say this is kind of bottleneck nutrient. So iron is required for the hemoglobin synthesis, myoglobin synthesis in the body, so mainly for oxygen transport. But not only for that, but also iron is required for antioxidant enzyme synthesis like catalase, and also some other, they have some other immune boosting effects. So, but mainly, if piglets fall into iron deficiency anemia very easily, so practically we are injecting iron probably every single pig in the world when they are born. So then if they don't have this iron, they easily fall into iron deficiency anemia, and then they have poor health and then mainly poor growth. And then they have unique absorption pathway. Like if you have enough iron in the body, dietary iron will not be absorbed because your body controls this iron absorption. And then if you have too much iron in the gut, then like a pathogenic bacteria like E. coli, Salmonella, utilize this iron for their cell proliferation. So it might cause some kind of diarrhea. And also, iron as trace mineral like copper, zinc, if you have the iron ion in the gut, it acts as pro-oxidant that could increase oxidative stress. So iron is really important nutrient for piglet and pigs and the sows as well. But also it has some kind of different aspects, like it is utilized by pathogenic bacteria, and it could cause oxidative stress to pigs if there is too much in the gut. So because of this reason, I say iron is very unique and important nutrient for pigs.
Yeah, iron is very finicky, right? Not too much, but definitely have to have enough for the pig. So tell me, what are the requirements or the amount that we normally give pigs during the suckling period? And then what are the retention levels? How does the pig regulate that?
Firstly, we don't have actual iron requirement for set up for suckling pigs. So we assume they don't have enough iron at birth. And then we inject iron, and if we found they are growing better than no iron injected pigs. Because it's not about dietary iron. Suckling piglets get iron from milk, colostrum and milk, and then there's no other source during suckling period. So it is very hard to set up their nutrient requirement, iron requirement during suckling period. But based on NRC 2012 current version, we say they need about 100 ppm of iron in their diet for their entire like a growth phase. But if you don't have enough iron for suckling piglets, their growth performance will be impaired. So we do usually one iron injection, like back in 30, 40 years ago, probably 150 ppm, a milligram of iron is enough, one shot during suckling period. But now we are recommending at least 200 milligram of iron injection in pigs when they are born. But right now we say it will not be enough if there is fast growing pigs or if your weaning age is increased. So then I also did several studies, but yeah, we can recommend two iron injections during suckling period to meet their requirement. So I did a big study with newborn piglets and weaning piglets about this iron retention, so that potentially we can estimate their iron requirement during suckling period and maybe look considering their post-weaning growth. So when they are born, firstly, we collected whole body of pigs right before colostrum intake, so right after they are born. And then we analyzed whole body iron content, and then they only have 50 milligram of iron at birth before colostrum intake. And then we did not inject iron. And then we had about 20 days of weaning age suckling period. And then we sacrificed these piglets again and then get whole body iron content. So actually concentrations. And then they got 120 milligram of iron in whole body. And then they have reduced growth rate compared to 1 and 2 iron injections during suckling period. So this means we analyzed colostrum and milk iron content. It was about 2 to 3 ppm per liter liter of milk. And then if they suckle about 1 liter of milk every day in average during suckling period, they could get about 50 to 60 milligram of iron. Plus their baseline iron content, so you get about 100 milligram of iron, which is matched with my analysis of this non-iron injected pigs at birth. And then we had 1 iron injection, 200 milligram, and 200 milligram of iron injection treatment pigs, and we collected piglets at weaning. And then we got about 290 milligram of iron in whole body when you inject one shot of 200 milligram of iron. And then we got about 510 milligram of iron when you had 200 milligram of iron injection in suckling period. So if you subtract that 120 milligram of iron in the pigs without iron injection, you get about 170-180 milligram of iron with 1 iron injection, and then about 380 milligram of iron with 2 injection, which means we injected 200 milligram one time and then 400 milligram with 2 times, like that. So like a 2 shots of 200 milligram, so we could recover all iron from their whole body. So based on that, we found that once iron is absorbed or injected inside to the body, they will not be excreted, but they will need more iron for their hemoglobin synthesis, myoglobin synthesis, and for other functions as they are growing, as blood volume is increased. So piglets need to consume iron through milk, but it's not enough because piglet only gets about 50 to 70 milligram of iron from milk during suckling period. So we definitely found that we need to provide more iron to piglets. And then we moved these pigs to nursery period and then had 4 weeks of post-weaning growth performance measured. And then there was linear increase with 0, 1, 2 shots of iron performed in suckling period. And then we did correlation analysis with their hemoglobin levels and then their overall growth rate in these 4 weeks. And then we found that 1 gram of hemoglobin per deciliter of blood can increase 12 gram of overall average daily gain. And then this is kind of confirmation of previous paper. Dr. Peter Nielsen, a Danish nutritionist, he did a similar study and published a paper. They found that 17 gram of gram per day average daily gain increased with 1 gram per deciliter hemoglobin level increased. So we confirmed this. So increasing hemoglobin level could boost up their performance. So with 1 shot, 2 shot, anyway, we want to increase hemoglobin level. That means iron is required for these piglets. And then I'm in more research to set up iron requirement in suckling pigs, in suckling period.
Great. That's a very intense study. And also validated, right? You got the same results or very similar results to another researcher, really in a completely different country with a different pig. Mm-hmm. So I want to jump back to that weaning period and talk about the growth during that suckling period. Do you see much difference in your study between your different treatment groups? No iron, 1 shot of iron, or 2 shots of iron in that the weaning weights. A lot of times people say, well, I don't see any difference in weaning weight if I give two doses of iron. So tell me what you saw in your study and why that might be.
Yeah, sure. I have a very good answer for that question because I did several iron injection studies and the results were kind of very consistent. So when you do when you compare piglet performance in suckling period with no iron injection and one or two shots, you can definitely see low weaning weight and low performance in suckling period with no shot. Okay, because definitely they fall into anemic condition. But if you compare one iron injection and two iron injections in suckling period and their weaning weight, you cannot see. Usually, most cases, you would not be able to see the weaning weight difference. Here's the reason. So we usually do first iron injection within 4 days of age. So that's our recommendation. And then second iron injection usually done at least after 5 days, so 5 days after first injection, because we don't want to provide too much iron at one time. And then in order to synthesize hemoglobin in the body from this injected iron, it usually takes about 7 days or more. So you have hemoglobin level increased. So you have day three iron, first iron injection, and day 8 to 10, second iron injection. And then it takes about 5-7 days for hemoglobin synthesis. So you now already got to 17, 18 days old piglets. And then some farm may wean piglets around day 18, 20. If you have longer weaning age, like you have day 22, 23. So, and then hemoglobin improve oxygen transport the efficiency, and they may will impact their antioxidant capacity, things like that. And then this will be translated to their growth performance, and it will take time, right? So that means at weaning, you would not be able to see the difference. In order to see the difference at weaning weight, your hemoglobin level increased very quickly right after second injection, and then a few days later, you might be able to see like the start of weaning weight or performance difference. And then, so most cases, when you have this two iron injection, you will see the response at least around 3 to 4 weeks later after weaning. So in my studies, I definitely see this response. So we did one and two iron injection, and then their weaning weight was about 0.2 kilogram difference. So and there was no significant difference. But at day 28 post-weaning between these two injection treatments, we got 2 kilogram difference in 4 weeks. So one iron injection had low day 28 body weight, and then the two iron injection pigs got 2 kilogram higher day 28 post weaning body weight. So yeah, it will be translated anyway into the post weaning performance. But yeah, that's true. It is hard to see this performance difference at weaning.
Great explanation. So what I heard you say was you don't see the effect until 28 days later, where you'll capture about 2 kilograms per pig difference in that weight at 28 days. So you just don't have enough time for that synthesis to occur to see the weaning weight at day 20, for instance, show up. Great. Nope, that helps. That helps a lot. So really quick, before we jump into the post-weaning period, I heard you say that your recommendation is to give your first injection within maybe the first 3 or 4 days of life, and then the second one 7 days later?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 to 7 days later. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Tired of solving swine nutrition challenges alone? The Swine Nutrition Inner Circle connects swine nutritionists who share real insights on formulation, ingredient variability, and diet adjustments. When you need clarity, experts are just a conversation away. Join at swinenutritioninnercircle.com and connect with peers who understand the work you do every day.
So now I want to ask you about the need for additional dietary iron in the diet after weaning. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, because if you inject iron two times during suckling period, you might not need additional iron in the diet for a certain time period, because piglet may have enough iron in the body after weaning. So with my study about the whole body iron retention, we found that no iron injection, you only get 120 milligram, and then one iron injection, you got about 300 milligram, and two iron injection, you will get about 500 milligram of iron. So mainly this iron is stored in the liver, and then throughout the body and bone area as well. And then blood contains this iron a lot in the form of hemoglobin. So when you do this two iron injection, then because if you put dietary iron, usually we use ferrous sulfate as an inorganic form. And then, as I mentioned, that if your piglet has enough iron in the body, dietary iron will not be absorbed. So then your piglet will have more iron staying in intestinal rumen compared to if piglet has not enough iron in the body. That means if you have some pathogenic bacteria in the gut, they will like this iron. Wow, there is a lot of iron. Then, oh yeah, we utilize this for proliferation. So it might cause the diarrhea. And also, if you have too much iron as an inorganic form, then this would act as pro-oxidant. So it might cause oxidative stress in piglets in the gut. So we need further study, but I did one study with one or two iron injection, and followed by in nursery period, we supplemented just 100 ppm of iron in the nursery diet as NRC requirement, and then additional 100 ppm of iron in the diet, so that they have about 200 ppm of iron in the diet, which is kind of industry standard with their additional trace mineral iron in the diet. Because we if you use like calcium phosphate and limestone sources, and then innate the trace mineral in the corn and soybean meal and fish meal and blood meal, things like that, you might be able to get about 80 to 90 ppm of iron in the diet from feeding gradient. So there is maybe debate in the bioavailability of this innate iron. But based on the requirement, we could give piglets 100 ppm of iron easily without iron addition, ferrous sulfate addition to in the trace mineral premix and then to the diet. So with additional 100-150 ppm of iron in the diet, and then if they have two iron injection, then they may have too much iron in the gut. So, and then we measured hemoglobin level after weaning. This with two iron injection, you can maintain high hemoglobin level up until 3 weeks post weaning, which means maybe first 2 to 3 weeks, we may not need to add this iron in the diet, because piglet already have enough iron due to by two iron injections. Then if you remove, we need further study anyway, but if you can remove this inorganic iron, then possibility would be, one, you can reduce post-weaning diarrhea, because there is limited iron available for pathogenic bacteria. You can reduce intestinal oxidative stress, while you maintain their growth performance. So and then you can also probably try organic iron source, which could reduce this kind of risk. But yeah, we can reduce this iron content in the first olive nursery pig diet so that we can improve their health status while maintaining their hemoglobin level and then the performance after weaning.
Okay, yeah, great explanation. So if you give two doses of iron pre-weaning, what you are saying is that you can likely reduce the amount of iron that you want to put in the diet for the first 3 weeks post-weaning because they already have that additional iron. Is there a study that you're planning to do that would look at that total body iron on the weaning pig, a nursery age pig, similar to what you did in the pre-wean pig?
Oh, yes. So firstly, so we will try to do the iron injection study with different weaning age and then different weaning weight and then see how the second iron injection would work. That's kind of further study. And then potentially we can sacrifice post-weaning pigs to see their iron retention. But basically, when you look at hemoglobin level, which is very good iron indicator, iron status indicator, dietary iron will take responsibility of controlling their body iron status in 2 to 3 weeks. So it takes time. So that's why, so even though you provide 100 or 200 ppm of iron in the body, the piglet utilize this dietary iron for their body health and performance 2 to 3 weeks later. So during this gap period, they need more iron. So a second iron injection would be effective for that time period. So that we need further study for that. And then in my previous study, so we need further study because we need to know whether this iron, second iron injection is more effective if you have longer weaning age compared to shorter weaning age, because if they suckle more milk longer time, then they would not be able to get enough iron from milk, even though their growth rate will increase as time goes by in suckling period. And also, if you have heavy weaning weight, in my birth weight study, we found that heavy weaning weight has lower hemoglobin level compared to low weaning weight piglets because they got same 200 milligram of iron one shot in suckling period, and heavy weaning weight pigs need more iron in suckling period. So we need to know where how this would be would impact, influence second iron injection effectiveness. And also we need to look at their antioxidant status and oxidative stress part, because we know, iron is kind of a pro-oxidant that could increase oxidative stress. So maybe nutritionists and veterinarians may have question like, oh, if you give two shots of iron, you will give too much oxidative stress, so piglet will have more oxidative stress. So yes, and I'm a researcher, so yeah, we want to prove that. It may increase oxidative stress, maybe not. And then we analyze catalase level, which is antioxidant enzyme containing iron. And then we found that it actually increased catalase activity in the blood, which means with two shots, so we analyzed this blood at weaning, day 14, day 28, and then we found that catalase activity increased at weaning at day 14 post-weaning with two iron injection, which means iron actually improved antioxidant status in the body based on this catalase activity. And then we analyzed serum malondialdehyde level, which is oxidative stress marker. And we found that with no iron injection, actually MDA level was lowest. So which means, no iron injection, you have no pro-oxidant and reduced oxidative stress, but reduced the growth rate. But then with one iron injection, this MDA level increased, but catalase level also increased. So even though there is more oxidative stress, possibly because it's iron anyway, it also increased catalase. With two shots, we found a slight reduction in MDA level, malondialdehyde level in the blood, which means actually two-shot reduced oxidative stress as two-shot increased the catalase level further compared to one-shot. So we don't know the underlying mechanism, how this improved the catalase level and reduced MDA level, but firstly, iron is contained in catalase, so that makes sense. And then we assume that increased catalase activity could reduce oxidative stress. But we need further study whether this impact is similar, because if you look at blood, it's about systemic oxidative stress and systemic antioxidant status. But we also want to see like a liver antioxidant capacity and then local intestinal mucosa antioxidant capacity and oxidative stress. And also, it might change their gut development and gut permeability part and maybe related to this antioxidant status and oxidative stress. So we will look into this gene expression difference with one and two iron injections with pigs along with no iron injection or anemic pigs. So, and then we also need to know when is the best time to inject this iron. It's 5 days or 7 days is really required, or how many days we need for entire suckling period, like a before weaning. So how many we should additional iron how many days before weaning. Actually, I did one study 7 days before weaning, 14 days before weaning, and then 14 days before weaning with second iron injection is more effective than 7 days before weaning, which means, it takes time to be translated to the performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we need a lot of study needed.
So a lot more studies to come. But what I heard you say is veterinarians, it looks like maybe there's some indication that we do increase the health benefits, right, of additional iron at weaning. So stay tuned for more research from Dr. Jang.
Yes.
So we're concluding our time together. I want to say thank you to our listeners. And if you have questions or comments, send those through on our platform. Also, if you liked our show, give us a thumbs up. Today, we've been discussing the importance of iron for young pigs and its role in boosting health and development with Dr. Yung Dao Zhang. Yung, would you please share some final thoughts or take homes for our listeners from our conversation?
Oh, yes. In the past few years, I did a lot of iron injection trials along with dietary iron, even though it's like a very small and then micro ingredients, but it will impact a lot for pig health and their performance. So even though we just have trace mineral premix to add or different 6 or 7 trace minerals, but in every single trace mineral and then iron, particularly is very important to keep our eyes on that for our performance, pig performance, health, and our productivity and profit for swine farmers.
Yeah, don't forget the iron. Mm-hmm.
It's time for our famous three. We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Vaccinova, formulate to your needs. Custom-made vaccines. AB Vista, intelligent nutritional solutions to boost pig health and performance. Nexus, powered by SAM, where science meets performance. SUNY, we provide value-added biotech solutions. Uniferon 200 from Pharmacosmos, the iron dextrin for baby pigs, which promotes faster growth. Better production performance starts with Eastman Choline Chloride. Visit eastman.com. A worldwide leader in animal nutrition, Adiseo's portfolio of products includes Nephironine, the full range of vitamins, enzymes, organic selenium, probiotics, mycotoxin management strategies, and palatability products. With such a diverse offering, Adiseo supports its customers with a broad range of expertise, tools, and services to help them maintain a competitive advantage. Adiseo, fueling predictable profits. To learn more, visit Adiseo at www.adiseo.com.
So great. So a trademark of our show is to ask our guest a few thought-provoking questions. So Young, what is your book or resource that's your go-to for in your area of expertise?
Firstly, in my class for my graduate students, I always emphasize biochemistry. So when I was in undergraduate school, I was not good at biochemistry. But when I decided to study nutrition and then swine nutrition, I found out, oh my God, biochemistry is really important. So I recommend our students and next generations look at biochemistry books and then, study biochemistry well enough.
Yeah, the importance of biochemistry. I do feel biochemistry was more applicable to my career than maybe organic chemistry. So
exactly.
I agree. So how about a book or resource not related to the swine industry that you like to do?
Yeah. So as I'm originally from Korea, I usually read Korean books. But so it is hard to introduce our Korean books to our audience. But I recommend reading books related to communications. So I really emphasize the importance of communication each other because communication is not only about conversation, you and I or multiple people, and also like presenting your research outside to the audience like that. So so your communication skills need to be improved to be professional in any or different areas. And also, so if you have good leader, then that good leader can lead whole group to the good place. So leadership is also very important. And related to this, so like for their career development, professional development, look into these things are very important. Lastly, I always emphasize responsibility. So from reading books and then the organizing things and then do work with that kind of your organization and plan, things like that. That's very important. So find that kind of books and then apply this book knowledge to your life so that you will be a great citizen in this area and then worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you kind of went into my last question, and that's share with us an attribute or characteristic that you feel sets successful professionals apart from others.
Communication, responsibility, leadership is really important. And but also I want to emphasize that time management is also really important. So that's kind of promise. Right. Oh, if you have deadline, you need to meet the deadline. Right. And then also for our younger generation, I want to emphasize responsibility more. It's not just completing work. It's about when you do work, then you want to try to find more things to do beyond that scope of work. So then if you find more efficient way I did these things. Because I thought, this is not inefficient. There is other things. If you have iron performance data, I just analyzed this in ANOVA, just 1A ANOVA statistics. Then I found that, there may be correlation. So I did another analysis. And then your supervisor will like that kind of characteristics. And then, that person will have better performance and then promote it and get more salary and then better life like that. So that with these things, I think the most important thing is think every time. Think more. Think beyond, outside your box. So that's the most important thing that I want to emphasize for professional and our younger generation who want to be professionals.
Well, Dr. Jang, that's great advice, especially for young students in a university to, think for themselves, right? Not just what they're learning in class and in their project, but what are they thinking? What's their thoughts, and how can we do something different?
Yes.
So very great. Thank you so much for being the guest on the SwineKnit podcast. We'll talk to you another time.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with elite remote talent without the time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.